Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
The National Library Board's annual After Dark event called Night at the Library is returning with a comedic flair this year. It's an annual event that highlights the library as a lifestyle destination and a social learning space. Let's learn more about that right now. Zulkifli Amin, the head of content and services at the National Library Board, and Stephanie Dogfoot, comedian. Welcome to both of you on Money FM 89.3.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Good to see you both. How are you doing? Right. Well, maybe we can kick off first with Zulkifli. Give us an overview for the benefit of our listeners and viewers. Comedy Night at the Library. What's it about?
All right. So Night at the Library has traditionally always been a horror theme, actually, in previous years. It has always been very successful. And we have a lot of night tours at the library, sharing by horror authors. But this year, we decided to take a different slant to it. With all the COVID situation that's been happening to everyone, we decided that, you know, let's lighten up the mood a little bit, all right? Bring a little bit of cheer to everyone who misses the library. And no, so we decided to have a lot of tea. And you know, the thing is that we didn't notice about this, but humor has actually been a genre that is very popular among readers in the library. When we started looking at the loan rates, your book is very popular at the library as well. And I have to say that Neil, he's a supporter, strong supporter of the library. He literally appears in all our library openings, our revamped library openings. Yeah,
supporter. Never got paid for one of them.
No.
Carry on.
No self-interest whatsoever involved in that, Zul.
Which just shows you I'm passionate about the NLB, which I truly am. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. So we decided, you know, we should bring together some of the best comedians, all right? Some of the best authors who have written the humor genre, even engage some of our speakers as well who are to the humor genre as well. And we spoke to publishers as well, and we decided to put together a program, all right, Comedy Night at the Library. So we just added a little bit of the comedy in front of the Night at the Library. We'll take a different spin this year.
And before we get to Stephanie, just tell us briefly, how does it work, Zulkifli? What is the logistics of it? Do you go online to watch it? Do you go to the library in person? How does it work?
All right, so this year, because of the whole COVID situation, we have for the first time moved the whole Night at the Library or Comedy Night at the Library online. Right, and we have been having capsule videos where we have short interviews with our comedians as well. We have been having live streaming sessions as well, where some of our authors has been launching their books. In fact, we have three that has ended, and we have one happening tonight as well at 7 p.m. Right, Stephanie will be there to host the session as well. So we have been having book recommendations as well. In fact, if you go to the NLB mobile app, there's literally an endless list of recommended books on humor, all right, written by mostly by our local authors.
Oh, right?
And
that's what
and
we'd like to see.
I have to say, yeah, the response has been overwhelming. We have had up to now 100,000 over viewers, and it's only been a week.
Wow.
So, yeah, last night I was checking the stats. It was 90,000. Today it went up to about 100,000. I'm not sure what is it now. It's probably going up.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. Stephanie Dogfoot, let's go to you. Okay, be funny. Ready? Go.
Stephanie, people always say that, don't they? It's so annoying, right? It's so annoying. You write a humor book and people say, be funny now, which is guaranteed you're never going to be funny in those circumstances.
Funny on demand.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? Stephanie?
Just having a little fun, Stephanie. Yeah, talk about what you're doing for it.
Yep. Okay, why did the chicken cross the road?
to be funny, yeah.
So tonight I have there's a YouTube video being launched, and it is basically a show called Pulp Therapy. So me and another comedian called Mel Lee, we essentially caught up as part of the show and just shared our problems, that stuff that's happened to us during the circuit breaker, issues with our family, pets, and recommended each other our favorite books to try and solve each other's problems.
Wonderful.
With some interesting results.
And this will be a live show that you'll be doing tonight?
It's not live, it's recorded.
Right, okay.
We recorded it a few months ago, and had a lot of fun.
And I don't expect you to give any of the punchlines or anything like that. Obviously, they've got to tune in for that. But what are the sort of themes or highlights that you'll be focusing on?
I took it as an opportunity to just, like, nerd out about my favorite books, and so did Mel. And we got quite deep at some points. Like, I would read out a line from a poem and basically it would just, like, hit her really hard. She would be like, oh, wow, that is a lot deeper than I expected to get for this comedy show. I don't know how to deal with this. And it was, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And some of the things we couldn't talk about, like, I had an issue with my dog. My dog is very anxious. And she recommends me some self-help books I can read to my dog.
Fabulous. That sounds fun. I can't wait to hear that. Stephanie, important is it to have a venue like this, even though it's virtual, and which can be a little bit challenging for a comedian to present in a virtual format? But having the NLB host this session, it gives you guys a lot of notice and profile, right, around Singapore. How are you looking at it in terms of this opportunity for you?
Yeah, I'd say it's a great chance for us to sort of increase our audience. As you know, it's very hard to do live comedy nowadays and at all during this year. And this has just been an amazing chance for us to sort of show who we are, reach out to a larger group of people who may not come to comedy shows, and show people that there is live comedy, there is an amazing stand-up scene in Singapore that's really growing, and just to show our true colours.
Yeah, we're talking with Stephanie Dogfoot, who's a comedian and poet, who will be taking part in this wonderful NLB comedy event. And Stephanie, I wanted to stay on that for a moment, because you raised a fascinating point, actually. I have so much sympathy for you and your profession generally, because I really strongly feel that stand-up comedy in Singapore was cresting a wave just before COVID hit. It had
really
never
was.
Been as popular, the industry, stand-up shows in pubs and bars and clubs. Wonderful, wonderful. And yourself, you know, you've been to Germany and Australia and across Southeast Asia, been involved in Melbourne, the Spoken Word Festival. So even yourself, you're doing so well, and then COVID happened. How have you and your fellow comedians... Because we haven't had any comedians on, I don't think, since COVID. How have you been dealing with COVID, and how does an event like this really help?
Yeah, so a lot of us are having to find new ways to present our work and to share our jokes. And so this has been a really great chance, because we're given all these amazing resources, we're given this amazing audience, and we kind of have free rein to create something new and work in ways that we didn't. Like a year ago, we never thought we would be doing this kind of thing, just trying this out with new format.
And Zul, how did you decide which comedians would take part in this NLB Night at the Library Festival? There's quite a long list.
When we spoke to our publishers as well, and we spoke to our patrons as well, to find out what exactly were they reading. All right, we look at the books that were being borrowed as well. And that was how we managed to find out who were the popular comedians, right? The ones that were being followed. And we were very particularly interested in the young adult audience, individuals who are within the age of 18 to 30 years old. Interestingly, and I would say a bit sadly as well, they are the most difficult group of people to come to the library because they're very busy individuals. Yeah. And so we wanted to see. So we started analysing book loans, trending topics, even spoke to our publishers as well. And that was how we managed to come up with this really, I would say, a very stellar list of local comedians and local authors that we are featuring.
No, I think that's wonderful. From personal experience, you know, as you know, I've written children's books, and you can really see that once students in Singapore hit PSLE, the reading for pleasure practically falls off a cliff. And it's very hard to get them back again unless they come across a really good young adult book that they like, or they find a Twilight series, or they go into something else. So I have to say, I really do applaud the initiative that you're going for that audience. Was it a tough decision to make, knowing that this particular audience is sometimes hard to capture when it comes to NLB?
Yeah, it was a bit a tough decision, because, you know, you can always have taken the easy way out and, you know, just create a program for everybody, you know, at large. But when we wanted to curate, we wanted to really reach out to these individuals. And we felt that this was a group that was very lucrative, in the sense that I think when you're able to capture their attention, all right, you have a loyal following as well. And we have actually observed that within our library programs as well. Once you have a strong following of young adults, people who attend your programs, they tend to follow on with you for a long, long time, right? And that's the reason why we curated this event in a very special way. We had a lot of capsule videos, very short capsule bite-sized videos to kind of capture their attention, to use it as a hook before we actually drive them towards the live streaming sessions. That's where we have all our featuring our authors, right? And then we recommend our titles as well to our viewers as well. Yep.
Wonderful stuff.
What Zul, what's the timing on this? When do we actually log on to see what's going on, or does it just keep going and going? Is it from a specific time frame?
Yeah, so actually the event has already started on November 23rd, all right? And the good news is that many of the content and lots of the content, the videos, the live streaming sessions, you can find them at our Public Libraries Singapore Facebook page, all right? You can still access the interviews, the videos, the programs as well, all right? But the one that is coming up at 7 p.m. is today will be a special one, all right? It has not yet been released out to the audience as well. So, so the even after the whole session, whole program has ended, which is tonight. Tonight is the last day, but I think our readers, our readers can still go onto our Public Library Singapore Facebook page to access all the content, the videos, the interviews as well.
And just to stress, you've got the likes of stand-up comedies by Jackie Ng, Sam D, Darren Fung, my good friend, longtime friend, Felix Chong is involved, which is wonderful. And Stephanie, your good self, is involved as well. And maybe, Stephanie, what are you up to after this? We've got to give our stand-up comedians and the comedy industry a plug. I mean, apart from the NLB things, what else are you working on during this period?
So we actually are putting on Singapore's first live comedy show since the circuit breaker started.
Oh, great.
And that is going to be at Capitol Theatre. And I'm going to be on it on December 8th. And I'll be supporting Cheryl Chana.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Maybe you can come back on with Cheryl. We should talk about that next week, maybe. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Wonderful.
So that's in a couple of weeks.
And is it just you two, or is there anybody else involved? Or?
There's going to be a bunch of other people. Sam C, who's on this show, and Jinx Dio. Basically, it's going to be a 3-4 week series of different feature comic, different headliner comics. Rishi Budrani also, Faka Fuzz, and with other comedians supporting them, all at the Capitol Theatre.
Wonderful. Well, we will definitely be talking about that. So that's great news. And in the meantime, we wish you good luck tonight on your YouTube video that's coming out for the NLB festival this evening as well. Hope that goes well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So thanks a lot to both Zulkifli Amin, Head of Content and Services at the NLB, and Stephanie Dogfoot, a comedian. Night at the Library. Today is the last day. You can log on the NLB and the Public Library Facebook page to see all that. Thanks to both of you for coming on. We hope that it closes out as successfully as it's been in these past days.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Great stuff. Wonderful stuff.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.